Falun Gong is freely practiced in more than 50 countries, but it is relentlessly persecuted in China. The peaceful courage of practitioners there has shocked their oppressors and moved the people of the world. While China continues to block information about the persecution, FGM TV brings you stories you may not hear anywhere else.
Hello, and welcome to the FGM TV Weekly News Review on January 14th, 2003. I'm David Tompkins. This week's update from China, 551 Falun Gong practitioners are confirmed to have died from torture while in custody, with six death reports received in the last week. Reliable sources inside China, however, put the actual death count in the thousands. In the last 7 days, reports of torture have come in from 13 provinces, including from the cities of Beijing and Shanghai. 737 people declared statements made as a result of torture to be void, now that their minds are clear. They say they will continue to practice Falun Gong. Our top story this week, 43 confirmed new torture deaths reported since November 1, 2002. Falun Gong practitioners worldwide call for an end to the killing. And some of our other stories, the Jiang regime brainwashes a wife into betraying her husband. The Massachusetts Institute of Technology hosts a forum in support of the global campaign to rescue our Falun Gong relatives persecuted in China. Chinese lawyers disobey Jiang's new laws and begin to represent practitioners in court. Talented DAFA practitioners hold successful concerts in Australia and Germany. 43 new torture deaths confirmed since November 1, 2002. Falun Gong practitioners in major cities around the world held three-day events in front of Chinese embassies and consulates from January 11th through the 13th. They want to raise public awareness of the increasing genocide in China and once more call for an end to the killing. Chinese government sources say that for every report of wrongful death, as many as three others go unreported. Falun Gong practitioners are asking that these cases be investigated and the perpetrators be stopped and punished to the full extent of the law. Christine Loftus was at the Chinese consulate in Toronto.
In response to escalating reports of death by persecution in China, practitioners and supporters of Falun Gong are gathering from all around the world as a part of a three-day worldwide public appeal to call for an end to the killing. The activities include peaceful appeals in front of the Chinese embassies and consulates, candle vigils, and press conferences. It has recently been verified that 43 death reports have been obtained from China since November 2002, 22 of them having been killed since that time. All of this simply for their belief in truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance. In Toronto, from January 12th to 14th, Sunday until Tuesday, from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily, practitioners and supporters will be gathering here in front of the Chinese consulate on St. George Street in order to participate in the peaceful sit-in. Chinese government sources say that for every report of wrongful death, as many as three others go unreported. Falun Gong practitioners are asking that these cases be investigated and the perpetrators be stopped. As killings continue, the leader of China, Jiang Zemin, faces charges of genocide in a U.S. court. Identified by China experts as the instigator and driving force behind the Annihilate at All Costs campaign against Falun Gong, Jiang Zemin has adopted a policy of genocide toward those who practice or are supportive of the practice. In October 2002, Falun Gong practitioners and their relatives suffering from Jiang's persecution filed a lawsuit against him in U.S. Federal District Court with charges of genocide. The lawyers will be meeting on Monday. This is Christine Loftus reporting from the Chinese consulate in Toronto.
Thanks, Christine. And from Melbourne, Australia, we have this report.
Everyone here is at the Chinese consulate in Melbourne, Australia. Today is January the 12th, and the local Falun Gong practitioners are holding a candlelight vigil.
Boston practitioners joined in the global effort to raise awareness of the recent deaths.
It's January the 13th, and early this morning, Boston Falun Gong practitioners have come to Boston Park to practice meditation in the severe cold and to open banners telling about suing Jiang Zemin for crimes of genocide against Falun Gong practitioners and urgently appealing to stop the killing in China. Since November 2002, 43 cases of Falun Gong practitioners having been tortured to death in China have been reported. This happened after Jiang Zemin was sued in the United States federal court.
And from Japan, more footage of practitioners braving winter cold to bring attention to the accelerating genocide in China.
Responding to the worldwide peaceful appeal campaign to stop the killing in China, today many practitioners and supporters from different cities came to the Chinese embassy in Tokyo. They're holding a 3-day peaceful appeal activity. Today's appeal has lasted deep into the night.
An evening of music and song in Sydney, Australia. On January 4th, a free concert titled Music of Spring celebrated the theme of sincerity, friendliness, and understanding. An audience of nearly 1,000 filled the Marana Auditorium in Sydney, Australia. Sponsored by Tong Song Music and Culture Promotion Incorporated, the Hurstville and Greater Sydney Chinese community enjoyed singing, piano, instrumental, dance, and choral performances, and a Tang Dynasty fashion show. Jiang regime brainwashes a wife into betraying her husband, a prominent scientist. 37-year-old Mr. Cheng Taolin is on the verge of total mental collapse after extreme torture and the most depraved brainwashing in the Tuan He forced labor camp. Mr. Lin, a Falun Gong practitioner, holds a master's degree and was an assistant research scientist in the Fundamental Research Institute of Concord at the University of Medical Science in China. He was an important figure in the National 863 High-Tech Research Program and the U.S.-Chinese Medicine Foundation CMB project. He was kidnapped by authorities in October 2001. For months, he was deprived of sleep for long periods and suffered other severe physical torture, including being slammed against a wall, which made him lose a lot of blood. Those concerned about him reported that he became very distant and would no longer speak to anyone. Meanwhile, his wife was brainwashed in the Xi'an labor camp and was forced to turn against her belief in Falun Dafa. She then sent a letter to the leaders in the Tuan He labor camp, suggesting that they torture her husband to force him to give up his belief. She said they should use electric shock, physical punishment, psychological abuse, and sleep deprivation on him. The police forced Mr. Lin to read his wife's letter over and over again. Finally, he could not take such mental stress, and he rushed into the hallway shouting loudly. Since then, his mental condition has remained severely damaged. The original term of Mr. Lin's illegal sentence was due to expire on December 19, 2002, but it has been extended, and the torture continues. Talented Dafa practitioners in Germany hold a concert to celebrate the new year. Practitioners from many cities in Germany gather in Erbach each winter to spend some time together between Christmas and New Year. Traditionally, they study the books of their teacher, Master Li Hongzhi, and also practice the exercises together. This year was different. Over the last 18 months, Dafa musicians and dancers around the world have been showcasing their talent and skills to give the public a chance to experience the beauty and peacefulness of Dafa through theatrical performances. German practitioners have also begun composing music and songs and choreographing lyrical dances. To celebrate the beginning of 2003, they added a concert to their Erbach tradition. It was enjoyed by young and old, Easterners and Westerners. Chinese lawyers risked their jobs to help practitioners. One of Jiang Zemin's new laws to persecute Falun Gong made it illegal for lawyers to represent practitioners. Recently, when a Falun Gong trial was to be held in northeast China, relatives and friends of the illegally detained practitioners told some lawyers of the facts of the persecution and inspired them to represent the accused. These men have put their profession on the line to uphold truth, compassion, and tolerance in their country. This is a triumph for the legal system in China. The lawyers charged minimum fees or worked for free. One of them also arranged to take the accused out of the cells for interrogation, so that he could give them Master Li's new articles to read and encourage the practitioners to remain steadfast in their beliefs. MIT Forum focuses on Falun Gong's campaign to rescue family members. In late November, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology held a forum in Boston to help Falun Gong practitioners get their family members, who are illegally held in China, released. Three MIT groups participated: the Falun Dafa Club, the local Amnesty International chapter, and the Program on Human Rights and Justice. The evening began with a video called Human Rights Violation. It describes the relentless persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China. Many people in the audience had tears in their eyes after viewing the violence that practitioners' family members suffer because they won't renounce their beliefs. Several practitioners told their family stories, including the wife of Dr. Huying He of Harvard Medical School. She related how her husband's mother and sister were sentenced without trial to labor camps. Although they have now been released, they are under constant police surveillance. Dr. He's brother, also a doctor, is currently serving a 10-year prison term because of his beliefs. An excellent question and answer session concluded the program with one person voicing thoughts of many. How can people help? The following are two stories of practitioners who peacefully overcame the persecution aimed at them. A male practitioner who was being held in the most infamous number one cell was beaten so brutally by criminals detained together with him that he lost control of his bowels. Seven or eight prisoners then stepped on him at the same time. As the abuse continued to get worse, he thought, "Teacher, please help me." All the criminals who were standing on top of him suddenly fell down, and from that point on, they no longer dared to assault him. In another city in China, the authorities kidnapped a mother and daughter just as the daughter's wedding date was approaching. The invitations had already been sent to all of their relatives and friends. However, while facing the persecution, their minds and hearts remained calm and confident. They began a hunger strike to protest the persecution and were both released 4 days before the wedding. New discovery. A ring of stars circles the Milky Way. At the 201st meeting of the American Astronomical Society, two separate groups announced the discovery of portions of what appears to be a giant ring of previously unseen and surprisingly old stars surrounding our Milky Way galaxy. If an entire ring exists, theorists might have to rethink details of how the galaxy formed. Astronomers generally think most of the galaxy's tens of billions of stars reside within this relatively thin disk and a thicker bulge near the center. Stars are expected to be more numerous towards the center of the galaxy, thinning out towards the edges. The newly discovered ring contains about 100 to 500 million stars, so it was really a surprise to find millions of stars out by the fringe. Brian Yanni of the Fermi National Accelerator Laboratory said that the ring appears to be about 10 times thicker than the disk. This ring is unusual in that it appears to consist only of old stars, Rodrigo Ibatta of the Observatory de Strasbourg in France, and a member of the European-led team, said. Though there are several galaxies known with bright rings of young stars, none are known to have a ring similar to that of the Milky Way. Although there are many interpretations about the rings forming, astronomers believe that this ring is still a puzzle. Thanks for watching FGM TV, dedicated to breaking through China's information blockade, exposing the state terrorism, and bringing you the truth of Falun Gong.